talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, cindyschulte.com, and Fred Haas, over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred Double D, Haas Double A.
Good morning, everybody. We welcome you into Catholic Women Now here around our coffee chat table on this kind of a cloudy day, but it's supposed to get warm. So how are you, Chris?
But it's always a beautiful day in Iowa Catholic Radio, Julie.
It's sunshiny here. That's, we always have sunshine, don't we?
We bring the sunshine in. Right, Tony? Our Tony producer's shaking his head. You bet.
Hey, I'm excited about our topic today. It's kind of a little different than what we've done in the past. We're going to get into some women's health issues that we have.
Yes, but don't run away, men, because what we're talking about also affects men
today. Well, and you might be married to a woman who has some of these issues too, and
you
might
bet.
Be, you know, mm-hmm. You can help her out. You can understand it better sometimes.
Yes.
So but we have two gals from Rock Valley Physical Therapy, Stephanie Kelsick and Stacy Koenigs, and they're here to talk a little bit about. I know I've heard my friends say this. I do crunches. Sit-ups, and I still have that little pooch, and I can't get rid of it. Well, these ladies have an answer to that possibly could be the reason why.
And I'm excited because I've had one of those little things, even when I weighed 98 pounds when I was young. You know, I mean, for some reason, I've had it. So my crunches, whatever I've been doing in my life, have not been working.
I think I weighed 98 pounds for about two days in middle school, Chris.
I was pretty young when I weighed 98 pounds, Julie, believe me.
Oh, golly. Well, should we start with prayer?
Yes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, so this week is homecoming week at Dowling Catholic High School. And for our listeners who are outside the Des Moines area, that is the local Catholic high school here in Des Moines. And my daughter's a senior. And this, you know how your kids went to Dowling, and Chris, and you know that this week is a dress up in different themes.
Yes.
So this week the theme was the different decades. Although they skipped the 60s.
And
I think the 60s could be skipped.
They were fun.
Yeah.
The costume or the clothing.
And what do you remember about the 60s?
I was a baby.
Yes. Okay.
But today, I know they're in 90s, right?
Yes, 90s today's day? The 90s day. So we went to Goodwill over the weekend. Do you know how busy Goodwill is on a Saturday? I was surprised. It was crazy. And anyway, so Mary found this sweater from Talbot's, and I'm looking at him like, I probably donated that because it is from the 90s. So she got dressed up today, and she came down, and I had one of those flashbacks,
yes,
like a mini me moment.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my gosh, she looked just like the 90s. It was so good.
It's funny because when they said the 90s, I heard John Leonetti talking about it on the morning show. I'm thinking 90s. I don't even know what that looks like.
Well,
I probably still have those 90s
clothes. In the 90s, I was wearing maternity clothes. So
that's what they looked like. There you go.
Well, don't you remember the bib overalls? You had the bib overalls.
Yes.
I had a black velvet pair, and I thought I was so cool wearing it with a red turtleneck and pearl necklace out for the evening.
I had the bib overall shorts that I wore, I think, through the end of the 90s, pretty much.
I still have mine.
Yeah.
But I use mine for painting. So.
I used mine for maternity wear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they're having a lot of fun there over at Dowling with homecoming week.
So fun. Well, hey, we have the Iowa Catholic Radio Carathon coming up next week. Are you excited?
I am excited. It's a big week around here. We're all gearing up, and we hope that those listening today will consider supporting us in some way next week. And you don't have to wait till next week. You can go online right now at Iowa Catholic Radio and make a donation online.
That's right.
But, you know, I think it's important for people to understand that all programming that we have here at Iowa Catholic Radio comes because Iowa Catholic Radio is on the air. It's kind of the umbrella. And I know there's other medias that ask for some financial help, too. But I'd like our listeners just to consider Iowa Catholic Radio in their giving.
Yeah, and I would say I would ask Iowa Catholic Radio listeners, ladies and men, to pray about, you know, maybe is God challenging you to give a little bit more this time or to add us to your prayer list. You know,
right.
We can use both.
Iowa Catholic Radio is impacting lives. We hear it every single day. It's so many people out there need that message of hope. So anyway, so we are going to have a big week next week, and we want to welcome any new listeners from All Saints Parish here in Des Moines. They're doing the Encounter Jesus this week. So welcome aboard to Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now.
Yeah, I'm sure after you listen, you take that 1 week challenge, it won't just be 1 week. You're going to extend and stay with us.
It happened to both of us.
It did. It happened to both
of us. And look at us. Now we're on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. You could be on the radio, too.
Yes. Yep, that's right.
Well, we want to say thank you to Cindy Schulte of Farm Bureau Financial Services. She's a good friend of ours. Thank you for underwriting Catholic Women Now. She is an authorized independent agent of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, and she just makes insurance simple for you. She's really committed to preparing you for your future and helping protect what matters most to you. Cindy Schulte is on the web at cindyschulte.com or 515-226-2111.
Well, I want to welcome into their conversation here and at Catholic Women Now, Stephanie Kelsick and Stacy Koenigs. They are both physical therapists. Stephanie received her bachelor's degree from Sinsung College and her master's in physical therapy from the University of Iowa. And Stephanie, as well as Stacy, that specializes in pelvic health. The most rewarding part of the job for Stephanie is the privilege she feels to be able to work together with people to help them to achieve their goals to return to a healthy lifestyle. And I think we'll talk a little more with her on that, as well as with Stacy. Stacy lives here in Des Moines as well and works with Rock Valley Physical Therapy. After earning her master's degree in physical therapy from Marquette University, Stacy has spent more than 15 years helping patients improve their daily lives through individual attention to their needs, and her passion as well as focusing on pelvic health. So welcome, gals, to the program.
Stacy and Stephanie, it sounds like a rock group.
So Stephanie, hello.
Thank you.
And Stacy.
Thanks for having us today.
Oh, thank you for coming into the studio and being with us.
Well, explain to our listeners, I was trying to say it this morning. You guys are going to have to pronounce it because I know I probably butchered the term, but I think I called it diastasis recti or something like that. Tell us how to pronounce it first, and then what is that?
It's diastasis recti, okay. Though there are multiple pronunciations depending on, you know, if you're in a different country, you'll maybe hear it other ways. But what diastasis recti is, it's a separation of the abdominal muscles from the center line. So there's a tissue called fascia. It's a connective tissue that will hold it together in the middle.
So is it the vertical?
It's a yes, vertical.
Yes, it's a
muscle.
Vertical.
Okay. So it'll separate a little bit from the line. And so you'll see a little bit of then you can see that bulge or kind of a pooch, as a lot of people will talk about.
And that's kind of what's happening maybe when a woman is doing crunches and sit-ups and not getting that flat, this tight abs that she desires.
Potentially, you know, it's certainly something to look at and look at, you know, maybe how they're engaging those muscles, which we'll talk more about today.
Mm-hmm. So what would cause this type of thing?
There's a few things that could cause it, but I would say most often it's during pregnancy. And so we recognize it postpartum after the baby's delivered. Up to 50 to 60% of women experience some sort of separation of that muscle. It's just the nature of the growth of the tummy and making room for that baby. And some women bounce right back just depending on what your connective tissue is like.
It's really common then, isn't it?
It is very common.
And there's just no way to know who would have it or not. It's just anybody.
Right. Certainly there are some risk factors that, you know, would be involved, larger, multiple, you know, moms with multiples, so larger babies, obesity, you know, there are a variety of other potential risk factors, but yeah, it picks and chooses, not necessarily a genetic or anything.
I was watching a young girl on YouTube do some exercises and talk about this very thing, and she looked like she was, you know, pretty young, 20s, and I thought, well, she's never had babies yet. But then she said, yeah, I've had four, and I'm thinking, oh, she knew the right exercises beforehand. I mean, I'm assuming that it's a good preventative thing to do if you know how to isolate and exercise that muscle.
Well, the muscle is the transverse abdominis muscle, or the transverse abdominals, it's called. So it's a muscle that's similar to like a corset, and it starts on your back and wraps all the way around in front. So yes, our young athletes, male and female, you know, that we're seeing in the clinic before they're ever even thinking about babies, we are training them on this because it helps prevent back pain, prevent ankle sprains, if they're engaging the core. So this is is kind of the core plus more, the pelvic pyramid muscles. It's your transverse abdominals, your pelvic floor, your multifidus muscles that are in your back. And working those all together just sets you up for success. And so, yes, not necessarily comes all the time with pregnancy. Certainly, as I said, you know, chronic constipation.
Now, that surprised me because I would never have thought that would do that. I mean, babies, you understand, they're large and things like that and takes up, you know, a lot of stretching, but yes, that surprises me.
Yeah, that using the Valsalva maneuver, having to bear down when you are constipated, and 25% or more, are constipated, and that's not what we're necessarily talking about today, but it is something that Stacy and I talk about on a daily basis with our patients because it's so connected, and if you don't manage that and understand truly what it means. I mean, I go out to the school and talk to the adolescent girls about, hey, it's exercise, water, proper, you know, nutrition. So all of those things affected. And then if you're putting pressure on those muscles, then it sets them up for.
And this is boys though, too.
Absolutely. So men and women can be affected, mm-hmm. And certainly can be affected. I mean, you know, people sometimes are talking, well, I'm a guy, I don't have the pelvic floor, but they do. You know, everybody has a pelvic floor, and so everybody really needs to learn how to engage it, use it, and help support the pelvis or pelvic organs, and just sets you up for improved mobility, and hopefully decreased injuries with being able to kind of have a nice strong core from the get-go with everything that we do.
Now, you mentioned the pelvic floor, and I just want to say to our listeners, one, you're listening to Catholic Women Now, and we're speaking with Stephanie Kelsick and Stacy Koenigs about pelvic health. But we will be posting a Facebook video here after the show demonstrating some of these things. So if you're sitting here listening, like, I don't know what she's talking about, check out our Facebook page, and we'll have a model that Stacy will be showing this whole.
Right, or rock their way, because I've already been to see Stephanie, and you know it's amazing the exercises that you don't think about doing. And I mean, why aren't our sit-ups and our crunches working to help these things?
What they can do, you know, if we're not setting up ourselves for success by engaging that transverse abdominis muscle. So mm-hmm. what we need to do is you know, if you watch a workout video, you go to a class, they say engage your core, and
we don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
We know what that means, but a lot of people don't know what that means. So mm-hmm. they're like, oh, I think I got it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, engaging that core, but really knowing how to engage and contract that muscle and use that muscle and maintain it while you're doing these exercises sets you up for success versus not really engaging that muscle. Then you can run into a risk of, you know, if you do have that diastasis recti, you could potentially cause it to separate more mm-hmm. and cause more damage, or you know, have more back pain and things like that. So you know, making sure you know how to get it engaged and then go from there and train yourself that way.
So I have a question. So this, if a woman had this during childbearing years, but it's 20 years post, you know, her last child or something like that, and has not had it treated or had physical therapy for it, is it possible to regain it at that point in her life?
Absolutely. We can certainly look at, you know, again, looking at that muscle. That muscle's there. You know, we want to be able to use that transverse abdominis. So we want to look at how is she engaging it and helping her find that and using it during all of her exercises and making sure that she's able to use that. And you'll find that that control will change how exercises feel. She goes back to her exercise classes. She's able to engage that. She's going to feel some different muscles, and go, oh, maybe now I can feel what they're talking about, what should be engaged and where I should be feeling that exercise. Whereas sometimes, no, I'm just feeling it mostly in my back, probably because that core muscle is not helping support your back okay. when you're doing things.
Well, and I think it's important too for someone to get the proper expertise in this, because it's like you said something to me, Stacy, yesterday when we were doing the video about it's training your brain to think about that muscle or to locate that muscle. It's not just feeling it, but there's a whole mind-body thing here going on.
It's a preloading. So these muscles, the pelvic pyramid muscles, should turn on in anticipation of your other muscles working. So that's the boat that we see people missing, you know, and it's so common for us to see women and some men, you know, of all ages, you know, where they're like, gosh, I've been doing this wrong for this whole time. And you know, and I say, it's good growth, this growth mindset, right? This is, we're going to
figure it out.
Yeah. We're going to figure it out. And just knowledge is power. So when you understand what it shouldn't feel like, because sometimes it's very difficult. And it, those of you who look on the video, if you get an opportunity, it's very difficult for, I would say the normal lay person to be able to say, am I doing it right? Or am I feeling, what am I feeling? So many times we just teach what it shouldn't feel like. It shouldn't feel like your tummy's pooching out. If it does, you're overdoing it. And we see this in very fit women. We see it in very, in elite athletes, and we see it in very deconditioned. So it kind of runs the gamut, and is really so, it's really awesome to see that light bulb turn on. It just empowers people.
Are there any muscles, or excuse me, are there any exercises that we shouldn't do that could lend itself to a tearing or a splitting of this muscle?
They're thinking.
It's always difficult to say you should never. I don't like to never do this. But in general, I am not a big sit-up crunch fan because this is an area that I specialize in and see so many people do them incorrectly. I'm not saying that with the proper training of making sure that there's not a level, but what do we all do, right? You're watching a exercise video, or you're in an exercise class. We want to push harder.
Yes.
Encouraged to in a class.
You go further. Go it harder.
Leave it all here.
Right. Leave it all on the court. Yeah, exactly. And many times that's where we get ourselves in trouble.
Because we're already tired, and that's when we...
Or we think going faster is going to make us stronger, too, and then you lose your form, too.
Hold your breath.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of risks there. There's so many ways to exercise and get your abdominals and work your core without doing crunches and sit-ups. There's so many other things you can do to really get a good strength and work that control without just doing crunches. I think a long time ago, it was just crunches. You know?
I just want to know, can I do it without sweating? I don't like to sweat.
You could.
You didn't sweat. I didn't make you sweat.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't make me sweat. But we did only work out for like 2 minutes.
Right. Yes. It's cerebral.
That's true.
I had a friend post something about, she just had a baby. She's like in her first 6 weeks postpartum, so she's not probably cleared to do exercises yet. But she had this huge elastic abdominal belt that she was wearing, and she said, oh, this is helping. Is there truth to that or not? Those big elastic belts to hold the body.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to wearing, you know, a support bra when, you know, I mean, it does give some extra support. It's not something you'd want to do forever, but I don't see any harm in, you know, particularly in that stage of trying to kind of pre-position those muscles, because for the last 9 months, her tummy is in those muscles get strong in the positions we train them. And that's really what we're talking about with this. We don't want to train into the pooch, right? Mm-hmm. You want to train drawing away. Mm-hmm. So if that support gives her a little bit of, you know, drawing in to tell her brain, like, hey, remember, this is where I'm supposed to be, then that's, you know, I think that's great.
I got a question that I think we need to talk about here, because when I think of physical therapists, I think of rehab, I think of back problems, I think of joint things. You guys are in pelvic health, and that's not something a lot of people think of when they think of physical therapy.
Yeah, the leak is what comes in. You start thinking about the leak.
Let's call it that.
Correct. So we certainly treat all sorts of different things with pelvic health. And I think, you know, kind of where I started to become more interested in it is looking at, you know, treating some of my my patients with back pain. And, you know, there was something still there for some of them that I just, you know, the regular things that we would do worked for a lot of people, weren't working for them. And there's another piece to that puzzle. And what was it, right? And so we look and figure out that there's something going on. There's a connection to that pelvic floor. There's a connection kind of somewhere else in the pelvis. And there's so much going on in the pelvis. It's really kind of your center. So we look at, you know, what else is going on there. But we have people who have pain postpartum, you know. Sometimes people have pain with trying to have a bowel movement. Some people have leaking. Mm-hmm. You know, we see pain after a fall and they've got something with their tailbone, you know, and so we treat that.
And that's all part of the pelvic floor and pelvic muscles.
Well, huh? And during jogging, right, laughing, yeah. Sneezing, you know, those are typical things that, you know, you hear some women, and I will say some of my friends, you know, you got to be careful sometimes. Right.
And urgency and frequency mm-hmm. come into that as well. It's always that you don't know what you don't know, yeah. right? So if you don't know, it's not normal to just go to use the restroom every 1 to 2 hours, then you would think, oh, I don't have a problem, you know, and so teaching some of this, it is a kind of intricate relationship. And as I said, you know, a lot of women, that's why we started talking to the adolescent girls. So it's starting at that point, they're getting that knowledge, you know, in the beginning. And what, you don't want me to jick. Right? What is a jick? Jick is just in case peeing. How many of us have been told, go use the restroom. I don't care if you have to go or not. Go use it. Or
any car trip. Yeah. Any car trip.
How many of us
kids.
Have said that, yeah. right? So just, you know, kind of what is the big deal with that and why, how that affects this this normal process that should happen.
So are you saying we should not do that?
You should not.
Very interesting. We've all been mistreated.
You kind of probably work the muscles better trying to contain.
A little bit, but it's more about giving that bladder control. So you want to be in control.
Okay.
Yes. We are in control of our bladder. But
that
bladder
is a muscle.
The bladder is a muscle.
Okay.
I listened yesterday, Stephanie. Yeah.
Well, you two have such a wonderful compassion and such a enthusiasm for what you're doing. I could just see where you're so gentle with your patients. And why? How is it you got into women's health and this particular issue and physical therapy in general, and how that has been appealing to you and what you bring to it that you think that you as a person brings to your work?
I'd say, you know, getting into it, you know, working, like I just said before, I was looking for that extra piece. What else is going on? Why can't I get them all the way better? Right. And I thought I'd never dive into that pelvic floor. That seemed scary at the time. Right. And the more I learned, the more I realized that, no, that's really a big piece of a lot of things that we're seeing in our patients, and there's not a lot of pelvic health therapists out there, you know, so getting in there and knowing that we can do something more, and we can and so I just kind of kept digging and kept taking more classes and learning more, and kind of that aha moment of, oh, I can help with that. And I've had such great experiences with patients and getting to know, I mean, you certainly get to know people pretty well.
We're working with them and visiting with them while you're working. Yeah,
absolutely. And so just even seeing, you know, that change of somebody coming in and saying, I don't see how you can help me because I've had this for 20 years.
Yes.
And there's no way, I don't know how physical therapy is going to help. And I look at that and say, you know what? Challenge accepted. Let's work on what are we going to do to make that better? And the best day is when they come in and they say, oh my gosh, it's better. And I feel better, and I can't believe that I've spent 20 years with this when it could have gotten better. I just didn't know. And so,
yeah, and I think
more,
so many of us think that we have to go in and have surgical slings put in or something
we
like
have
that.
To, this is just part of the, you know,
aging process
within. But there has to be this great aha joy for you when a person comes in and thinks, oh my gosh, I can live a more normal lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we're coming to the end, and I did just want to get this in. Share with us any little recommendations for relieving things like urinary incontinence, because I know there were people, I told them on the radio this morning that we were going to get to that. We've got 30 seconds, so go.
Yes, there are a lot of things that we can do. We obviously don't prescribe medication, and we don't do surgery, so neither of those things. It is a big, you know, we look at what are you drinking, what are you eating, how are you exercising, how are you voiding, what types of things, and then it comes down to the muscle, right? That pelvic floor muscle, which is called your levator ani. So your pelvic floor, it lifts things up. Many women, I've tried Kegels. They never work for me. Well, how many were you doing? How long were you holding them? Were you dancing with
were
your
you
pelvic floor?
Were you doing them right?
Yes, proper form.
40% of women, you can't see this muscle. It's not like your bicep where your hand is coming towards your shoulder so you know it's working. It takes some work. I would say if you're out there and you say, I've tried Kegels, but you haven't spent some time with a pelvic floor specialist, give it a try, because chances are there's something that we could, teach you. So
absolutely.
I think one more question that people may be wondering, and I was too, was does insurance cover this type of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, Stephanie and Stacy, thank you for joining us today here on Catholic Women Now.
We're talking
about pelvic health, and thank you to Rock Valley Therapy to let you come in today and take time off from work to be with us. So thank you so much. We are grateful here at Catholic Women Now for the support of Fred Haas Law Firm. Fred provides personal attention to all his clients, and he's had 35 years of legal expertise. He understands people who have suffered personal injury and deal with significant pain and suffering. Potential clients receive a free consultation. He's located in Des Moines, but Mr. Haas is serving people throughout all of Iowa. 515-256-2301 or online at fredhaas.com. Fred double D, Haas double A.
Well, the rosary is coming up next, but let's close with our own prayer.
Let's close with prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of this day, and we just praise you and give you glory for all the things in our lives. And Lord, let's just help us to realign ourselves with you and your will throughout the day. And Blessed Mother Mary, put your mantle of protection over us and your maternal care. Hold us close, our loved ones as well, and our families. We ask this all in your name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, thank you for listening, and we would ask that you please consider making a tax-deductible donation even this week before we get into the Carathon. We so appreciate your prayers as well as we try to continue to teach, evangelize, and defend the Catholic faith.
Yep. Now, go do impossible things with God.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Fred Haas. Over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred double D, Haas double A. And Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. CindySchulte.com. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder. Every Thursday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on the radio voice for Catholic Women Now. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. And on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Iowa Catholic Radio.